Turns out listening to the Earth is one way to figure out if people are making things that could eventually destroy it. Well, we don't have to worry about that. It's a whale sound. This may sound a little more dangerous. Oh, yeah, the March 2011 Pacific earthquake captured by a global detector designed to expose secret nuclear testers. The system outed the North Koreans in 2010. But the surveillance system has also been a treasure trove for planet scientists. Randy Bell is the director of the International Data Center Division of the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. The data by the sensors depicts the most beautiful and ugliest sounds Earth and man are capable of.
The focus of the system is clearly on detecting nuclear detonations and providing a robust, accurate, and timely verification system targeted at that mission.
What has surprised you most about the sounds that have emerged and have been recorded through your system? We've got ice sheets. We've got, asteroid hits. We've got whale singing. What stands out to you?
In every different discipline, there is something interesting, unique. You've mentioned the marine mammals, the ice sheets, certainly. I think the Chelyabinsk meteor impact was an eye-opener. That was, in a sense, an operational check of the entire system. We heard that seismically. We heard that via infrasound. That's sort of the air shock. There are scientists exploring boundary conditions of meteorology, a very deep mathematical understanding of the Earth's atmosphere that analysis of our data helps contribute to. I think that's very surprising.
I want to give people a picture of what this network of sensors actually looks like. Is it like a bunch of microphones sort of dropped into the water, which seems to me would sort of ruin a traditional microphone? Are these hard to maintain? Do they detect things other than sound? It sounds like you've got some chemical detectors as well on there.
There are a variety of different types of detectors. The ones you're specifically referring to are the hydrophones. In essence, yes, the underwater microphones. These are anchored to the seafloor, and there's only a handful of these around the globe. And so at any particular hydrophone station, there would be a small number of these rather large submerged buoys anchored to the seafloor, and then a buoyant cable rises up into the water where it hears the sound being transmitted through the oceans. But in other cases, we're talking about seismic stations that are placed in boreholes around the planet. And then, yes, there's also not chemical sensors, but radiation sensors, sensors that are looking for radioactive particles that might be blown by the breeze.
What do you think the right of the international community is here? I mean, you could be developing something in your industrial capacity, in your own nation, in your own territorial waters, and it may make a big sound. Maybe it's nuclear, maybe it's not. What business is it of your sensor if you guys detect it? And would that evidence stand up in, say, the International Criminal Court if it violates some explicit treaty obligation?
It's hard to keep a secret in the world these days. There are other systems around the world that also make measurements of these same sorts of sounds or underwater shocks or air shocks. The unique feature of the IMS is that it's authentic, trusted data that everyone can believe in.
Randy Bell is director of the International Data Center Division of the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. Listening to our world. Randy Bell, thanks so much.
Thank you.